You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of our coverage from this great, great event. I'm already beginning to get sad because we're nearing midway through day one. I don't want it to end. We're having great conversations, learning an awful lot, sharing some great stuff with the audience.
Don't talk to me about the show progressing along. I think I want it to go on forever. Like I'm feeling like Peter Pan. We're going to talk about a piece of technology we haven't hit on in ACE 14.
No, I'm looking forward to this.
This will be cool.
And if our interview is as interesting as the pre-show banter, this should be an interesting conversation. Say hello to Carmine Iacone. He's the general manager with Holliston Sand. Welcome, Carmine.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Billy Leva. He's in the marketing with Holliston Sand. Billy, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Gentlemen, give us the 10,000-foot view of Holliston Sand. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, primarily Holliston Sand is the leading producer within the New England area of industrial, commercial, and filtration sand applications. I mean, we've gone into a wide variety of different things that we can do as far as the Patriots Stadium, helping out with there, just as much as helping out in the water filtration and purification applications, even collaborating with a variety of charities that involve themselves with water filtration and wastewater management. We're pretty wide in what we can do, and we're effective in not simply just giving, like, almost a strict set of standards of how we can help out our clients. We're willing to do and go above and beyond and necessarily what their application can entitle for.
Carmen, lots of different choices for media when it comes to filtration. Why sand?
Absolutely. Well, sand is nature's filter media. It's plentiful and cost-effective. Holliston Sand produces numerous effective sizes and uniformity coefficients that can be integrated into single or multi-layer filters along with other medias.
How come it's not more prevalent? I would expect, understanding it, I appreciate how wonderful it is at its function, but why aren't more people using it?
Well, we certainly are extremely busy. We're shipping sand media all over the world currently.
Yeah.
Both not only for water and wastewater applications, but also for aquatic exhibits. Right now, I think the ever-increasing stringent requirements throughout the industry is forcing integrated hybrid filter systems. So, and we play in that market.
Got it.
Billy, we're only, 50, 60 miles from Kingston, Rhode Island? And I understand you guys have a partnership going with the University of Rhode Island.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about that.
Well, in a variety of different things, it's with the University of Rhode Island, we're teaching a sand media course that basically involves a number of these students in actually working with the sand, actually using the sand and measuring the sand. There's a scientific process behind it, and it's quite specific, quite detailed and helping them out to get into live action applications of what the sand can be used for.
Carmen, talk about how we can be innovative with this technology. There's a lot of challenges that are requiring all kinds of new technologies, and you walk around the halls of this show, all kinds of new things going on. Is that the future, or are we still going to be able to rely on more traditional implementations? Walk us through some of that.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we get approached by filter system operators that are maybe saddled with legacy systems that are 30, 40 years old, and they often have to scramble to find out what the specification is, and we can help with that. Plus, we can help provide materials. It's not only just sand media, but other medias for pilot projects. So we're working with several engineering and design firms currently, providing that media, helping them tweak it, whatever it really takes to help them meet the new turbidity requirements, for example, in New England by the EPA, which is a challenge for a lot of municipalities. And many times it's the physical footprint that's a challenge. They're saddled, again, with the legacy system. They need to parallel or upgrade that system. And they're limited with square footage, and they have to achieve the new overall demands.
Carmine, to the uninitiated, the whole notion of specifications for sand sounds a little strange.
Yep.
Talk about why that's important, how it's important, and what impact it has on outcomes.
Well, when I'm approached with a requirement for sand, two items that are very important for us is an effective size, and the second is a uniformity coefficient. those two items are critical in achieving whatever the ultimate design for the flow rates on that filter is. So we're currently working on a very stringent project for Providence Water, which is a very low uniformity coefficient sand. Very difficult to make, but we do it, and you know, we're there for our client.
All right, if you're just joining us, we've got Holliston Sand in the house. Scintillating conversation. Billy, I'm not going to let you off the hook with this.
Okay.
You said at the top of the show a project you're doing with the New England Patriots. I would love to hear more about that. Tell us that story.
Well, actually, I think Carmine could specify that
more
than anyone else, yes.
Well, it may be unrelated, but we provide the sand media for the AstroTurf application.
Okay.
And granted, it's a very uniform sand, effective size 0.55. And it enables the sand, the rug to be in good performance as well as filtering.
Carmine, we do another show in our network in manufacturing with synthetic turf. Yeah. And it strikes me that that's a booming industry with what's possible there in terms of everything that's the direction that can go. I mean, I suspect that sand media is could play a big role in that business, yes?
Oh, I think it's been an excellent opportunity for us. We've done over 500 fields throughout New England. And not only that, but we're also getting into the coloring of the aggregate. Many of the fields now require a natural green. Mm. We're also doing colored aggregate, hundreds of different colors.
Let's talk a little bit about money, one of my favorite topics. You got population growth. You got need for increases in plant capacity. Is sand media something I should be thinking about when I'm thinking about the cost of doing this? Is it something that can save me money?
It's an interesting point. Transport is certainly plays a big role in where that product is in use is located. But it's certainly, I think, a function right now of the legacy systems where these filters are and how they migrate to new specifications. So I think there's a role for it now and in the future.
Billy, you all are exhibiting here at ACE 14.
And, yes.
Walk me through some of the things you're showcasing here. What are some of your objectives?
Well, primarily that people can actually see the applications of sands that we deal with. You go over to our booth, you'll actually be able to take samples with you. You actually, colored sands, the filtered sands that we use with a wide variety of different applications. The point is we don't want to just talk about it. We want people to see that we can do what we're saying, and we can do it to the uniformity coefficient that Carmine was mentioning. We can do it to their type of application and manufacturing standards.
Carmine, this is an industry where collaboration is really critical. You know, private entities, government entities, competitors, all working together. Talk about some of the things you're doing to collaborate with other players in the industry.
Certainly. We've just been requested again from a company like C2H Hill to provide media for a pilot project going on in the city of Woonsocket. They've got an issue there. They've got a finite amount of space, and we're providing the media for that pilot project in hopes of providing the final media for that filter.
All right. Well, Carmine, Billy, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Holliston Sand?
Well, you can first visit us at hollistonsand.com. We have a Facebook application, facebook.com/HollistonSand. If you search us up through even Slater Farms, that's our turf applications, you can even locate us there. I mean, even Vimeo, YouTube, we have it all. We're located there, and you can actually go and check out some of our partner highlights and see for yourself what people are saying about Holliston Sand.
All right. Carmine Iacone, the general manager, and Billy Levo, the marketing department of Holliston Sand. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks
Thank
for stopping
you.
By.
Thank
you
so much for your time.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.